Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yesterday I was born. I'm G-Money. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it started off the day about 45 degrees this morning. And as the sun came out and the sky got blue, it got to a high of about 75 degrees. And in the evening, the sun will go down and the skies will get gray and dark, and it will become like 45 degrees this evening. So it will be a chilly evening, and if you're coming to Vegas, I'm advising you to wear warm clothes because it will get cool at night. In the wintertime, in the desert in Las Vegas. So, now that we've heard G-Money's weather report, let's talk sports. All right, everyone. Let's talk NFL football. And DJ Papa D, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay,
hey,
well, let's see. Well, let's go over the standings in the AFC, the AFC North. Let's do that again.
In the AFC North, you want to know all 4 teams?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. In the AFC North, the Ravens are on top with a record of 8-3, followed by Cincinnati Bengals with a record of 7-4. In third place, Cleveland Browns have a record of 6-6. In fourth place, Pittsburgh Steelers, 5-5.
Okay, that's the AFC North. What about the AFC East?
In the AFC East, the New England Patriots are on top with 8 wins and 4 losses, followed by the Buffalo Bills with a record of 7-4. In third place, it's the Miami Dolphins with a record of 5-7. And in fourth place, the New York Jets, with a record of 3-8.
Okay. All right. What about the AFC South?
In the AFC South, The Tennessee Titans are on top with a record of 8-4, followed by the Indianapolis Colts, who are 6-6. The Houston Texans have a record of 2-9, and as do the Jacksonville Jaguars. They also have a record of 2-9.
Okay. And the AFC West.
In the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs are on top with a record of 7-4, followed by the LA Chargers with a record of 6-5. Denver Broncos and Las Vegas Raiders, all three teams have a record of 6-5.
The Chargers, the Broncos, and the Raiders are all 6-5?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the AFC. So what about the NFC? Let's hear what the NFC North is doing.
In the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers are leading with a record of 9-3, followed by the Minnesota Vikings, who are 5-6. Chicago Bears are 4-7. And the Detroit Lions are 0-10-1.
Okay. Well, what about the NFC East?
In the East, the Cowboys are on top with a record of 7-4, followed by the Washington football team with a record of 5-6. The Eagles are 5-7, and in fourth place, the New York Giants with a record of 4-7.
Okay. And the NFC South?
In the South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on top with a record of 8-3, followed by Atlanta Falcons at 5-6, New Orleans Saints at 5-6, and in fourth place, the Carolina Panthers have a record of 5-7.
Okay. And the NFC West?
In the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals are on top with a record of 9-2, followed by the LA Rams at 7-4. San Francisco 49ers have a record of 6-5. And bringing up the rear, the Seattle Seahawks with a record of 3-8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's the record for all of the teams in the NFL. So let me pick for, what's this, week 13 coming up? Starting tonight.
Week 13.
Thursday night football. Week number 13?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So, let's see. Playing Thursday night, who's playing tonight, DJ?
The Dallas Cowboys are playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, and they're giving the Saints 6.5 points. Total points is 46.
Okay, I'm going to take the Cowboys for the win, and I think it's going to be under 46 points. So Cowboys for the win and the under.
Cowboys and under. Next up, game number two, which will be Sunday, I believe, the New York Giants are playing the Dolphins in Miami. And they're giving the Giants 4.5 points. Total points, 40.5.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins for the win, and I think it's going to be under 43 points. So it'll be under. Miami Dolphins and the under.
Okay, Dolphins and under. Game number three, the Indianapolis Colts play the Houston Texans in Houston, and they're giving the Texans 10 points. Total points, 46.5.
And who'd you say is playing the Houston Texans? Did you say the Indianapolis Colts?
Indianapolis Colts, that's good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to take the Colts for the win, and it'll be under the total points. I'm going to take the Colts and under for the win.
All right, Colts and under. Game number four, Minnesota Vikings are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit. And they're given the Lions 7 points, total points 46.5.
Okay, let's see. Who are the Detroit Lions playing again? They're playing
Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings, yes. I'm going to take the Vikings for the win, and the total points for the game is 46.5. 46.5? Is
right.
that what you said? Okay. Well, I'm going to take... the Minnesota Vikings and the under. So Minnesota Vikings for the win and the under.
Vikings and under. Game number five. Philadelphia Eagles playing the New York Jets in New York. And they're giving the Jets 6.5 points. Total points, 45.
Oh, did you say the Jets are playing the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to, the Eagles should win that game, but I'm going to give it to the Jets. I think the Jets will come back with the win tonight, that night, Sunday night. So I'm going to take the Jets and the under for the total point. The Jets over the Eagles. So the Jets for
Jets
the win.
Under. All right, Jets and under. Game number six, the Arizona Cardinals playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Bears 7.5 points. Total points, 43.5.
Okay, I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals for the win. And I'm going to take it in the over. It's going to be over. What did you say the total points was, 46?
43.5.
43, okay, yeah. I'll take the Arizona Cardinals and the over. I think they will win by much. Many points. So Arizona Cardinals and the over.
Okay, Cardinals and over. Next up, LA Chargers play the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving the Chargers 3 points. Total points is 50.
All right, I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals and the under. For the win, Cincinnati Bengals and the under. Because I think the defense is going to show up on both teams, so they're not going to score a lot of points. But I think Cincinnati is playing really good these days, so I think they'll beat the Chargers. So Cincinnati Bengals for the win and the under.
Okay, Bengals and under. Next up, Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Falcons 10.5 points. Total points, 50.5.
50.5, that's a lot of points, but I think Tampa Bay is up for it. So I think Tampa Bay will beat the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm going to take Atlanta. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and over for the total points, because I think Tampa Bay is going to score a lot of points, and I think Atlanta may score 2 touchdowns. So I'll give Tampa Bay like 4 touchdowns. So Tampa Bay and the over for the win.
Tampa Bay and over. Game number 9. Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., and they're giving Jacksonville 13 points. Total points, 48.
Oh, that's a whole lot of points. But I'm going to take the Rams and the under, but they will win. They will beat Jacksonville. So I'm going to take the Los Angeles Rams and the under for the win.
All right, Rams and under. Next up, game number 10, Washington football team is playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas. They're giving Washington 2.5 points. Total points, 49.5.
Oh, that's interesting. Let's see. The Raiders are playing in Las Vegas, so I want to say, do I want to take the Raiders at home? They won last week, so that was a good week for the Raiders. But Washington won last week, too. And they're on a winning streak. So I think I'm going to take Washington and the under for the total point. So I'm going to take Washington and under. Sorry, Raiders. I'm not with you this week.
All right, Washington and under. Next up, Baltimore Ravens are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, and they're giving the Steelers 4.5 points. Total points, 44.
Okay, I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens for the win, and it'll probably be under 44 points. I don't think either one of them are going to have a high-scoring game. So I'm going to take Baltimore Ravens for the win and the under.
Ravens and under. Game number 12. San Francisco 49ers are playing the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, and they're giving the Seahawks 3.5 points. Total points, 45.5.
I'm going to take the 49ers, and the under. Let's try that. The 49ers and the under for the win over Seattle.
Next up, game number 13, Denver Broncos are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Broncos 9.5 points. Total points, 47.
Well, let's see. Kansas City's in first place in their division, and they really need to win to keep their position. And Denver is in second place in their division, but they need to win to make it to the playoffs. So I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos and the under for the win. I think Denver's going to beat Kansas City in Kansas City. So the Denver Broncos for the win and the under.
Broncos and under. And game number 14, which will be next Monday night, the New England Patriots are playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and they're giving the Patriots 2.5 points. Total points,
43. Boy, that's going to be a good game. I really want Buffalo Bills to win. You did say Buffalo and New England, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. New England's on a winning streak. They got 8 wins in a row. So their coach, Bill Belichick, has them on point. They're either going to win or they won't get paid. He's putting the hammer down with his team. So I think I really like Buffalo to win, though. But I can't root with my heart. I got to go with my common sense. I'm going to take New England Patriots for the win and the under. And it'll be total of 45 points total for Monday Night Football's game. So New
total
England
points
Patriots
for the game.
And the under.
Total points for the game is 43.
Yep. I'm thinking both of them are going to show up with a good defense, so nobody's going to score a lot of points. So, 43. All right. The total game is going to be New England Patriots and the under. They will win. All right.
Patriots and under.
Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for some more music and some more clips in a minute.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends.
And I went in with a white girl. This girl had soul. Oh, she could dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. Even the one they say is crazy. Even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic.
I don't cower. I don't stay. I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama. I love my dad. I'm G-Money. I can take you there. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G-Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. The pimp comic. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the best cop. If you don't know, now you know.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team, and the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players. Because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs. is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Look up Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting to everybody around the world. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting the radio show. And I want to welcome everybody to Gregory's Stories. Well, I have a short story I want to tell you. It's kind of a joke. So just sit back and relax and listen to me as I tell this tale. This woman was living in a 5-story apartment complex, and she went up on the roof one sunny day and laid a blanket out on the roof, and then she undressed so that she didn't have any clothes on, so she wouldn't have any tan lines on her body. And she laid on the blanket and she went to sleep while she was sunbathing in the sun. And she rolled off of the building and she started screaming on the way down. And a man walked out on the 5th floor balcony and caught her. And he saw she was naked, and he said, "Hey, baby, can you give me some head?" And she said, hell no. And he dropped her. And she dropped down and was screaming, and the guy on the fourth floor caught her, and she was still naked, and he said, hey, baby, can we have sex? And she said, no, and he dropped her, and she was screaming, and the guy on the third floor caught her on his balcony, and she said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. If you want me to give you head, I'll give you head. And if you want to have sex with me, we can have sex. And he said, oh, my God, you're a whore and a tramp. And he dropped her over the side. And she went all the way to the ground and hit the ground. Splat! And she died. Now, the moral of the story is, if you give up a little booty, it may save your life. Da-ha, da-ha, da-ha. That's a story that you money, the pimp family. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, now it's time for me to share a real personal story with you. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I told you the other day about Gregoryville. Yeah, that's when you come off the 95 and you're going north and you go to get to Las Vegas Boulevard. That's the strip. And you go down the strip going northbound and you pass downtown. You pass Fremont. You pass Bonanza. You pass Washington. Then you pass Owens, and you're in North Las Vegas. And you keep going down until you pass Lake Mead. And then when you get to the corner of Cheyenne and Las Vegas Boulevard, right there at that corner, there's a shopping center. It has a Sly Fox pool hall, little barn. And it has a smoke shop, and next to the smoke shop, it's a beauty salon, and next to the beauty salon, it's a clothing store, and next to the clothing store, it's a grocery store. I think it's an Alpha Beta. And then next to the grocery store is a Super Pond, pawn shop, and next to that on the corner is the Aaron Brothers Furniture Rental Store. Well, if you go behind the shopping center, there's an alley. And there's a brick wall that runs along the alley. And if you go over the brick wall or go to the hole in the wall, you come out on 100 yards of overgrown grass. That's right. 100 yards of overgrown grass. And then you go to the south end of the field, and they have the water that drains from the sewage in the street. It's a sewage canal that drains in that field, and they have 20-foot trees that have grown with a bunch of tall grass. They got 20-foot trees that have grown in this area. And then you go by the trees, and there's a fence with a swimming pool along the other side, and you go to the other side of the pool, and it's Walnut Recreation Center. That's Walnut Park. So you go inside Walnut and you pass the counselor's office and you go by the weight room and you go to the computer lab, and if you come out to the front, you can pass the desk where you sign in to use the facilities. And behind there is a basketball gym, an indoor full-court basketball gym. And then you go on the other side of the desk, and it's a room with a giant big-screen TV in it. And then if you go past the big screen and you go to the rooms on the far end of the building, it's conference rooms. And you go down the hallway toward the back of the building, and you go by the bathrooms. And if you go into the men's bathroom, they have not only toilets and space bowls, but they got lockers. And in the lockers section, they have a shower. So if you come out that back door and you go down, you'll pass the park, and it has the swings and the merry-go-round and the jumbo gym and everything there for the kids, and they have a water faucet. And then they have a couple of cabanas where they have barbecue pits with picnic tables. And you go past there, and you come out on the south end of the desert. We call it the desert, but it's the south end of Gregoryville. And if you go around to the big trees, you go inside the trees, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And on the back side of the camping tent, it's a king-size mattress that's just sitting out among the trees. And if you go to the camping tent and go around to the other side of the camping tent, it's a patio. Well, I call it a patio. It has two fold-out sofas, and it has two reclining chairs in the patio. And it has a tarp over the top covering the trees so that the sun doesn't get in to the area that we call the patio. But inside that tent is a king-size mattress. And where you're standing, when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right. That's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G Money is. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. And it was about six people that used to hang out there, because it was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store, walk across the big grass, the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool and cross the street and go to their apartments or go to the houses, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees. And that's what we call Gregoryville.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
know, I told you the other day about Gregoryville, North Las Vegas. We call it the desert. You go inside the trees, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. Right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere. And people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store across the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees. And that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people live in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville is like a homeless camp because G-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G-Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had strict security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I have a short story I want to share with you now. And it kind of goes like this. There was a man stranded on a desert island. And one day a woman swam up to the island. And she dropped her oxygen tank on the ground and walked up to the man. And she asked him, when was the last time you had a cigarette? And he said, 11 years ago. And so she went into her sleeve on her wetsuit, unzipped the pocket, and pulled out a pack of Camel cigarettes. She put a cigarette in her mouth, and she lit it, and then she passed it to the man, and he smoked it with pleasure. Then she said, when was the last time you had an alcoholic drink? And he said, 11 years ago. And she went into her other sleeve and unzipped the sleeve and pulled out an alcohol flask and gave it to the man. And he took the top off and took 2 big swigs of the alcohol drink. And he said, boy, that's some good stuff. And then she looked at him and smiled and kind of winked at him. And she said, so, when was the last time you played around? And he said, 11 years ago. And she unzipped her wetsuit all the way down to her belly button. And the man said, oh, my God, don't tell me you have a set of golf clubs in there. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, that's the way it is. Now you know. All right. Well, let me talk to my fans my friends that are following the radio show. It's that time of day for me to talk to the fan club members. It's our $50 cash giveaway on Thursday on the radio show. So today is Thursday, and we're giving away $50 cash to the person that can name the name of this song. DJ Papa D is going to play a song clip, and you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us the name of this song. And if you get it right, you can win $50 cash prize. That's right. I got it right here, and you can win it. All you got to do is be the, be the 19th caller. And if you're the 19th caller and you know the name of the song, you can win $50 cash prize. So you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us the name of this song. So DJ Papa D, play a clip from the song that you want us to guess the name of. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the clip. Now you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station. And if you call in number 19, you can win $50 cash prize. Now remember, you got to call all the way through till we get caller 19. And that way you can win the $50 cash prize if you know the name of the song. So DJ Papa D, play the clip one more time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listening to my radio show, you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and be caller 19 and tell us the name of that song for a $50 cash prize. So, DJ, while we're waiting 5 minutes for them to call into the radio station, play a song. Play one of my songs for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more music and jokes and entertainment on the show. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. And I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball
with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm D-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a worldwide radio show where I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, it's $50 cash giveaway Thursday, and I'm looking for caller 19. So let me check my records and see how many callers I got to call in to the radio station today. 15, 16, 17, 18. Oh, they stopped at 18. One more caller would have won the $50 cash prize. They stopped one caller short. I'm telling you, people, you got to call all the way through so you can get a chance to win the money. 19 would have won you $50 if you'd have been able to guess the name of this song. So, DJ Papa D, since I can't give away the money, play the song for us and then come on the line and tell us what the name of the song is and who sings that song and what year did it come out.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Thank you. hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Doctor placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. Although questions arose in my mind, would I be man enough against wrong? Choose right and be standing up. From the hospital that first night, took an hour just to get the car seat in right. People driving off fast got me kind of upset. Got you home safe, placed you in your bassinet. That night I don't think one wink I slept, as I slipped out my bed to your crib I crept. Touched your head gently, felt my heart melt, cause I knew I loved you more than life itself. Into my knees, and I begged the Lord, please let me be your good daddy. All he needs, love, knowledge, discipline too, I pledge my life to you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just the two of us.
Bringing comedy every time I look at you, I think, man, a little me just like me. Wait and see, going to be tall makes me laugh, cause you got your dad's ears and all. Sometimes I wonder what you gonna be, a general, a doctor, maybe a MC. I wanna kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you cut out a line. True that, why you do that? I try to be a tough dad, but you be making me laugh. Crazy joy when I see the eyes of my baby boy. I pledge to you, I will always do everything I can, show you how to be a man. Dignity, integrity, honor, and I don't mind if you lose, long as you came with it. And you can cry, ain't no shame in it. It didn't work out with me and your mom, but yo, push come to shove, you was conceived in love. So if the world attacks and you slide off track, remember one fact, I got your back.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. Against the world. Time job to be a good dad. You got so much more stuff than I had. I gotta study just to keep with the changing times. 101 Dalmatians on your CD-ROM. CD, I'm trying to pretend I know on my PC where that CD go. But yo, ain't nothing promised. One day I'll be gone. Feel the strife, but trust life does go on. But just in case, it's my place to impart. One day some girl's gonna break your heart. And ooh, ain't no pain like from the opposite sex. Gonna hurt bad, but don't take it out on the next. Son, throughout life people will make you mad. disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Always tell the truth, say your prayers, hold doors, pull out chairs, easy on the swears. You're living proof that dreams come true. I love you and I'm here for you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. Taking the world. Down, hold my hand, hold my hand. Just me and you.
I'm always here for you.
Look over your shoulder, I'll be there.
Whatever you need, woo, just call on me.
We gon' rise,
whatever
we gon'
need,
shine.
I'll be there for you anytime. You and I.
True that, true that.
Just the two.
Woo!
Just the two.
Daddy loves you.
Yeah.
Woo!
Got you and I.
For the rest of your life.
That's a really good song. How much am I getting paid for this, Dad?
Yeah, yes, yep. Love Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. I hope you enjoyed today's radio show, because it's been a real fun adventure for me, and I had a good time, too. So I hope you enjoyed yourself, and you'll be back waiting for me on my Monday 3 o'clock show, when it's time for me to do it all again for your listening pleasure. So, I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so everybody around the world can listen to the activities that I'm talking about. And I want to thank my studio engineer, DJ Papa D, for being able to help me with my music and the stories and the press report. Yes, thank you very much, DJ. I appreciate your help and your service for the positive structure of my radio show. Well, until Monday, I'ma say God loves you and I love you too. And I'm out of here. Until Monday, have a good evening. So, DJ, do we have anything else to do before I get out of here today? Oh, yeah. How about birthday shout-out? I want to celebrate everybody that's having a birthday in December, because this is Sagittarius month, and I'm a Sagittarian, and I want to wish all of my birthday friends happy birthday today, December 2nd, 2021. So, DJ, do we have any birthdays that I can sing a song to and wish them happy birthday?
Yeah, G-Money, we have quite a few birthdays today, but I wanted to ask you a question first. How do you plan to celebrate your birthday? You're going to be on the air that day, you know. You're going to have a G-Money's birthday party show or something?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. What day is my birthday going to be on? I don't even know. Let's see.
On a Tuesday?
So 14 days from today is, no, Tuesday is, okay, the first No, the first was yesterday. So the second and 18 days from now will be my birthday. So I don't know. I'm going to have a celebration. I'll probably have a cake to celebrate and eat while I'm doing this radio show. I'm going to introduce my new song, if I haven't put that together by then, and see if I have any other activities on that day. It's a Tuesday. I might be able to get a special gift to interview on that Tuesday. I got a couple of recording artists that are friends of mine that usually perform on Tuesday in my local area, so maybe I'll be able to get them to come on the radio and say some good stuff about me on that day. So that will be good. I'll work on that. I think I can do that. So any ideas that you have that you've been thinking about?
I think a record party is a good idea. Maybe a couple of contests, you know, just have a party on the radio show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And if you want to have some special guests, yeah, you can do that too. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I think I'm going to see if I can get one of my buddies to interview on the radio that day. And actually, I'm going to see if I can get a couple of them to interview on that day. So that'll be good. Okay. So I'll work on that for sure. I got 2 weeks to get that together. So, yeah. Thank you, DJ. I appreciate the thought, and I hope I can get it together and make it a real pleasant birthday for me. I know I'm going to be eating cake and ice cream, so I don't know what other good stuff I'm going to get. Ooh-wee. I just don't know, but I'm going to see if I can get a female friend since we introduced her song. I'm going to see if I can get her to interview on the radio and get one of my buddies that sings. He sings Motown oldies, so he's been interested in being on my show. So I might be able to get him to come on and do something. So, yeah, I think that'll be what I'll do. I'll play some of my songs and tell some of my jokes and interview some of my friends in the music business and see how that day goes by. Yep. So on the 20th of December, people, be aware that G-Money will have a real interesting show on the radio. So, that's all I've got to say now. We'll put it together as time gets closer, and I'll announce it then. So, DJ, what about birthdays?
Oh, yeah, you have a couple of birthdays here. Natalie West Mackle, 59 years old today. Natalie's a Zeta. James McGolly Jr. has a birthday today. James is a Sigma. Paula Klein Walker has a birthday. Paula is an AKA. Gail Williams has a birthday today. Jada is an SG Rowe. Alonzo Kenyatta, 46 years old today. Alonzo is a Sigma. Randall Seaton has a birthday today. And looks like Randall is, what is he? can't really tell. Yep, I have no idea. Let's see, who else has a birthday today? Nytia Howard has a birthday today. Nytia is a Zeta. Lucius Keys has a birthday today. He is a Sigma. And he is 67 years old. Latrice J-H-Z is 41. Happy birthday, Latrice. Flossie Jackson is a Zeta. She's 64 years old today. Kim Yada Pitts is a Zeta. Happy birthday, Kim Yada. Winston K. O'Neill looks like a Sigma. Happy birthday, sir. Winston is... doesn't say how old he is. And that's it for December 2nd, 2021.
All right. Sagittarius Day. Celebrating their birthdays on my radio show. What's up, Pratt and Thor and G5B and all of the other Greek fraternities and sororities that are celebrating your birthday today? I want to wish you the best of days, since this is the best month of the year to have a birthday. Yes, it is. I'm telling you from the heart. I'm bringing it to you true spirit that this is the day, the best month of the year to be celebrating, because you're born right around the same time Jesus Christ was born. And we're all celebrating his birthday for everybody to have a good time. And we're getting good things this month. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you all. Many, 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 many more. Happy birthday, y'all. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on December 2nd, 2021. This is your special day, so I hope you get some tonight. You know, I mean some cake or some cookies or some pie or some ice cream or something. You know, I hope you get something, because today is your special day. And it will be mine in 18 more days. So, happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. Oh, I just love that song. I love it, I love it, I love it, I do. All right, happy birthday, and have a good day today, and a better day tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm out of here. Peace to everybody. Make sure you wear your mask. And make sure you get your vaccination shot, since we have a new virus that's coming our way. So we need to prepare to defend ourselves against that upcoming disease. So, be aware, if God loves you and I love you too. So DJ Papa D, play that prayer, so that we can pray this virus away. because we don't need no bad news happening to anybody born in the month of December. No, 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 no. We don't want it. We got to say no, 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 no. We don't want it. We don't want it. No way, no how. No way, no how. No, we don't want it. We got to go. See ya on Monday. Hey. Okay.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.